You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
With the 132nd Durand Cup, on the day that Sunil Chhetri turns 39 starting, another football season will begin. Since 2019, it serves as a curtain raiser to the season. The tournament moved to Kolkata that year, had to pause on account of COVID the next year, but resumed in 2021. Following an agreement between the government of West Bengal and the armed forces, the tournament moved to Kolkata in 2019 and will stay there till 2025. But with the competition expanding, matches were also held in Imphal and Guwahati in 2022. This year, games will be hosted by Kolkata, Guwahati and Kokrajhar.
This tournament began in 1888. Which makes it 1 year older than Mohun Bagan and 16 years older than FIFA. It is the oldest tournament in Asia and is named after Henry Mortimer Durand, an officer in Britain-ruled India. It began in Shimla with six teams from British regiments and two from Scottish regiments. It has since moved to Delhi, which was Durand's home from 1950, went to Goa in 2014, and now has a home in Kolkata. It has survived wars and an altered Indian football landscape where blue ribbon tournaments such as IFA Shield has lost its luster and the Rovers Cup is history. Mohun Bagan and East Bengal are the most successful teams in the Durand Cup, both having won it 16 times. Mohun Bagan have also been runners-up 12 times, which is two more than East Bengal.
This time, there will be 24 teams, including army teams from Nepal and Bangladesh. All ISL teams are taking part, including Punjab FC, the 12th entrant to the competition and the first to be promoted to the ISL from I-League. And because there are games in Kokrajhar, Bodoland FC too are in the mix. Bengaluru FC are the reigning champions, having beaten Mumbai City 2-1 in the final last year. The final this year is scheduled on September 3rd.
So obviously, this is a tournament where there's a lot to talk about. Our guest in this episode is Jaideep Basu, a media professional with over 4 decades of experience. Now head of PR and media at All India Football Federation, Basu has written stories from Indian football and edited Box to Box, 75 years of the Indian football team. Jaideep, thank you. Thank you for your time and thank you for joining. Since this is on the Durand Cup and since you've been associated with the tournament in different capacities forever, I think, what are your first memories of the Durand Cup?
First match I watched of Durand Cup, it was 1971. Durand final. I was a 10-year-old or 9-year-old at that time. It was played between ESF and Leaders Club Jalan.
Right.
I remember it because Leaders Club had Inder Singh. Leaders Club has Sri Kishan. Not many remember Sri Kishan. Perhaps the Inder Singh Sri Kishan combination is perhaps the finest in Indian domestic football. One of the finest, and if not the finest. They had a telepathic connections between the two, and Sri Kishan was a very weak person. Unlike like Punjabi footballers, he never drank a cup of milk also because it will get a stomach upset. But his two passes were like a knife going through the butter. And I think in which Inderji still remembers that number of goals he scored off Sri Kishan's passes, I think he also doesn't remember the number. And that was the final. And I think first day was a goalless draw. And second day, I was with my father. And BSF won by a goal. We were club finished on a sudden. This much I remember. This is the first thing I remember. First thing, if you narrow it down, the first thing of the Durand Cup I remember watching in the scene.
Okay.
Jaideepa, first as a fan, then as a journalist, and also as an organizer, I think you were also part of the committee that brought out the annual Durand Journal. Was the Durand Cup a tournament that felt different to you from all other competitions that you have seen and written on, including reporting live from World Cups?
Yeah, certainly. I was the co-editor of the Durant Journal for many years, till late 90s, I think I was there. For maybe 13, 14 years, I was the editor. Then Novi was for, then there were some circumstances, some issues with the then secretary. The gentleman is no more, so I don't want to get into that. So I left it on my own, and Novi was going on his own after that. So Durant Cup had always been very special for the simple reason. It's a local tournament for me. Because I consider myself a complete Delhiite, whether anyone likes it or not. I am a Delhiite. So that's a local tournament for me. So it is always different. The Durant Cup used to be played in November, December, sometimes in January. December, January, they used to be played. Perfect weather. I think December, January, Delhi weather is the best for playing football in any part of the country. And the Ambedkar Stadium turf was lush green, smooth, because they used to maintain it very well. And one more thing, which all the teams used to say those days, most fair record. World Cup became number one tournament in the country because and very professionally managed, because Durant Cup Society was, that time it was being managed by Durant Cup Society, which was predominantly full of former or present officers from Army Force. I remember Wing Commander K.K. Ganguly was the secretary. Joint secretary was squad leader, and he happens to be the grandfather of a current footballer, Robin Singh. And that gentleman was a very fine footballer. He played for Rajasthan Club for many years, also for services. And he used to tell a lot of stories about how Mohanbagan and Rajasthan to draw in the 1952 Durant final. He was one of the stops. The IFSC final, he was one of the defenders. And how Sailen Manna scored a goal from a free kick, which Rajasthan was leading 2-1, and then they killed Mohanbagan, whatever. So they were very, very professional people. And they not only ran the Durant Cup professionally, but with a lot of passion, which I don't get to see these days, perhaps. Due respect to everyone. Because they knew football in and out. Wing Commander Ganguly was a regular player in the Delhi League. He played for Shimla Lions. He also played for services. He was a member of the AFF Executive Committee. He was the manager of the Indian team when India finished runners-up in 1964 Asian Cup. So they knew football more than anybody. You can't fool them. Right. So they were born in football and they lived with football.
You spoke about the Delhi Connect and how it was special because it used to be held in Delhi. Jyotita, now that it's no longer in Delhi, how big is that hole, you think, in the city's football landscape? And would you have rather wished that the Durant Cup continued staying in Delhi, or do you think it's good that it's been taken to other parts of India and it's got a fresh lease of life, perhaps, given that it's the curtain raiser now to the domestic season as well?
I'm not very sure whether it has got a fresh lease of life for that. Mm-hmm. But that is a very good thing, because so many big tournaments are already closed down. Mm-hmm. Durant used to be called the Blue Ribbon of Indian football, which Durant is no more. Now it is a tournament opener. It is rather a practice ground for a lot of teams, especially the ISL teams. So, changing circumstances, you can't help it. It will happen like that. But taking it away from Delhi, it has done huge damage to Delhi football. Because Delhi football's backbone was Durant and DCL. For two or three continuous months, the best players in the country used to play in these two tournaments. If Delhi had a very vibrant football culture, it was because of these two tournaments. And because all the youngsters got interested in football because it was being played in front of them. So they knew. So I know a lot of people in Delhi who never used to take leaves from their office. My father had met, he was working in LIC. He will keep all his leaves pending till the Durant Cup comes. He will buy a season pass, and last 15 days he will be always there, irrespective of whichever team is playing or winning, doesn't matter. So that culture has completely gone. So it has done huge damage to the league.
Jyotit, I completely get your point. It was such an important tournament in the capital of the country. But was there any way that Durant could have been kept in Delhi and continued? Or you know, in the sense that the tournament was going nowhere, so it is at least now still alive, like you said, at a time when most other tournaments have closed shop because the Indian football landscape has changed. So could it have been in Delhi even now? Do you see that as someone who was connected with the tournament and as someone who's a self-confessed Delhiite?
I wish it would have been there. That's the thing. Okay. Durand is no more. Now, I think Durand is run by all these serving officers. Obviously, it was not like that. Even a lot of retired, most of them were retired people. But their connections with football was very deep. Nowadays, the officials of the Durand Cup, they are very nice people, no doubt about that. They must be doing their best to lift the tournament. That they are holding the tournament every year, that itself is a huge thing. I think because tournaments are closed down. But I wish it would have been played in Delhi only. It is like taking IFA Shield from Calcutta.
All right.
Playing in the Rovers Cup in Trivandrum. It is like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Rovers Cup is... there is no saying if the Rovers Cup will ever see the light of day again. IFA Shield is struggling. And at least in that sense, for reasons that you've just discussed, the Durand Cup is still there. So, I mean, you know, it's a tournament that is so old. And it's a tournament that is so rich in history. I remember this anecdote reading in Novi's book, Barefoot to Boots. Jadeep, before I get into that question, how long have you known Novi? 50 years? I mean, the two of you were synonymous with football in Delhi. So, what, you knew each other for how long?
I think from the 70s, I know. Late 70s, I know Novi. I was still a student. And Novi is much older than me. It was like he was 7 or 8 years older than me. So by that time, Novi has, I think, already joined the college.
Okay.
But we met in the same Ambedkar Stadium, Durand Cup only. Maybe DC. I don't remember which tournament. Maybe local league also. I think we met in the local league because at that time my family was running a club, so Raisen Sporting. My uncle was the secretary of it, I remember what I most remember of it, that all the jerseys used to be washed on Sunday in our house. My mother and my auntie always used to complain, we don't have any place to put our clothes. What do we do? You put on. So, and I think Novi was at that time with YBA, Young Lingal Association, Novi was with which club? Later he formed his own club. So I know Novi from back.
Right. There is this anecdote in that book called Barefoot to Boots where he says that, you know, this is 1961 winter. He's a young boy. And he says that, you know, he's gone to the old Delhi railway station and he hears people chanting, Kalka Mail aa rahi hai, East Bengal aa rahi hai, Durand Jeetne aa rahi hai. And he says a little later, there's another train that's rolling in, that's the Dakshini Express. And the same chant, Dakshini Express aa rahi hai, Andhra Police aa rahi hai, Durand Jeetne aa rahi hai. And, you know, I found that fascinating because, like you said, did people of Delhi actually, you know, was it a tournament where you planned your life around? I mean, in the sense, like you said, your father would keep all his leave, etc. Were there a lot of people in Delhi for whom the Durand Cup was an occasion that you sort of looked forward to? You knew it would be held at this time of the year and you did your best to be there. Was that how it was?
It was. It was not my father, one of my father's friends. I talked to him. So it was. Actually, the slots were divided. We know the Nehru Hockey played at this time, which was very near my school and my home. So we'll be there. We'll be watching Inam Ur Rahman, Ashok Kumar, everybody. So Inam Sam was a fascinating player, I still remember. Great player. So this slot is for Nehru Hockey, this slot is for Durand Cup. And we'll be watching the best matches. In between the Durand Cup, we'll walk down to the Kotla. When Ambaila Ramanath, Srinath Ramanath, Kiti Azad, Kiti came a little later. Shuklaji, Bishan Bhai, all of them will be there at the ground. We'll be watching some part of the Ranji Trophy match and walk down to the Ambedkar Stadium to watch the maybe East Bengal match. So it was, the slots were very properly
well-defined. Well-defined. Okay.
These are the three grounds which we'll be visiting. Either the Shivaji Stadium, which was known as Hardinge Ground, or the Kotla, which has now become Arun Jaitley Stadium. But that is, for us, it was always the Kotla. And the Ambedkar Stadium, which all of us knew as Delicate.
Delegate,
means you are going to Ambedkar Stadium, which is today's bank. So it was part of life when entertainment was not so much at that point of time. Either you are watching a Rajasthan film or watching a Durand Cup match. Either of the two.
Ladita, it's fascinating to me that these teams were so popular, so far from their home cities. This was, after all, a time when you couldn't really see these teams play regularly. There was no television. So what explained the popularity of, say, clubs like Mohun Bagan, East Bengal, Mohammedan Sporting, Leaders Club, Andhra Pradesh Police, etc., in say, places like Delhi or in other parts of India?
First of all, every year these teams will come. Year after year, they will come. From your childhood, you have been watching and grown up with those teams. So, if Hyderabad City Police is playing, I know that wherever they are playing, people are, when they are playing the Rose Cup or in the IFSC, the newspaper offices will get call in the evening, what happened to the Hyderabad City Police match. And when the Calcutta League was on, the newspaper offices will be flooded with phone calls. What happened to the Mohammedan Sporting match? What happened to the East Bengal match? And all Delhi papers will carry the news of those teams. What, because they were followers. So, first like that. Because of the continuity, I think. If you keep anything continuous, if you follow the continuity, then people will fall in line and follow them, I think.
Was it also because, Rajiv, like you said, it was, you knew when the tournament was happening, you looked forward to it. I mean, as opposed to, let's say, tournaments now, half the time you don't know when it's happening, whether it's happening at all. You knew at one point in time there would be the Durand Cup, and you kind of look forward to the arrival of all these top teams and all these players into your city. Was that something that kind of also increased the interest in the tournament?
Yeah, I think so. Because players were followed very keen. Players, even if they went to restaurants, they were being treated like VIPs in certain areas of the city. Like if Mohun Bagan, Hyderabad City Police is playing the final the previous night, there will be at the Karim's, there will be a dinner almost free for everyone. All praying for their team. Mohun Bagan, of course, East Bengal as well. If East Bengal, Mohun Bagan is playing the Durand final, then you can be rest assured the previous evening in the Kalibadi, you will find the Mohun Bagan players or the Mohun Bagan manager with few players to offer their prayers. And there will be a lot of Bengalis around who will dare the Kalji Pehave and all these things. So it was quite a, what do I say? They were well connected with each other. The connection was very. They were, which perhaps now we don't know, don't get to see. Things are a bit secluded. I
think you're making a very interesting point, in the sense that, how football would matter more to an urban audience than it possibly does now. Does that explain why Hyderabad Police would be treated at Karim's? Does that explain why the Kalibadi would be open for Mohun Bagan and East Bengal? So, in the way that possibly doesn't matter now, whether it's right or wrong, we're not getting into that debate. But at that point in time, for a city person, football possibly mattered, domestic football possibly mattered more, don't you think?
Yeah, because the status of football was more than what it is today. Despite so much influx of money nowadays, I think status of football has gone down in the eyes of the urban population. One of the reasons perhaps is the national team. In the 60s and 70s, national team was doing very well, reasonably well. If the entire 70s, if the people followed football, that is because 1970 Asian Games, India were the bronze medal winners. 1974, right. They were Asian champions. So hopes were always there, and national teams were doing reasonably well. I'm not saying that they were doing great, but at Asian level, there were no pushovers. They had that prestige was there, that respect was there. So it is like that. Amar Bahadur playing for Mafatlal. Mafatlal was another very popular club, yes. Like Gokhale it was. If Amar Bahadur played for Mafatlal, people will point out this man has scored the India's goal in the bronze medal winning match. against Japan. He's the man who got India the bronze medal. So it's not a small thing. So the prestige of the game was more than what it used to be. Now money is not, but a lot of money is there in football. But I think for lifting the game's image, you need more international success.
True. Valid point. You know, Jaideep, a little while ago, you mentioned Mohun Bagan, Kalibadi, and there's this story that's there in everybody's mind that we all know, you know, the story of the then India president, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, almost joking with Chuni Goswami, saying that, you know, before a Durand Cup final, that he and Mohun Bagan seem to have made it a permanent fixture. Now, I mean, it's difficult to imagine a president talking to a football player that way, but I guess that was what Chuni Goswami was about that those days. But, you know, as someone who's followed the tournament so closely, could you talk us through that? Could you tell us how it happened, sort of?
As I told you, because the national team was playing well, Chuni Goswami was not a India star. He was an international star at the Asian Games. He captained India to the gold medal. So you can't... He was not small player. It was not only for Mohun Bagan. He was India captain. So that was one of the reasons. This incident you were talking about, that only Chunida told me, that is 1960. It is in my book. First I mentioned in my book. A lot of people are mentioning it. That's fine.
Right.
This is, he talked about 1963 Durand final. The previous year, he captained India to the gold medal.
Right.
So Chuni Goswami was not only a Mohun Bagan player. In president's eyes, president of India came to the Durand Cup final. I think since 1982 he came to the Durand Cup final. That was the last time. When Mohun Bagan Ismail was the joint winner, Sanjeev Reddy was the president, and he came to the Durand Cup. 84 things changed because of the club, because of the BSF, JCT, and all these things. All these clubs. Police, Punjab State University was a very good team. Kulta Singh and all were playing. They were all India players. So there is a large number of Punjabi population, especially from the Sikh community, used to follow football, and they used to occupy on the tickets, on the expensive sides of the tickets. They used to occupy most of the seats. But 1984 riots changed a lot of things, and from next year, the involvement of the Sikhs, that particular community nation in Durand Cup, came down heavily for whatever reasons. But still, it has its luster. It has its the Durand Cup has, and from 84 onwards, I think the President of India. The security of President of India did not permit the President to come to the to Ambedkar Stadium. Old style stadium. And that is one place where you can have no security. Players' dressing room, players walk to the crowd almost. So I think that was one of the reasons. But still, Durand Cup had a unique style. I don't know how long they followed it, but throughout the 80s, I remember that fixing the date of the final, they have to write to the President of India because he's the chief patron of the tournament. So he will be written later that on so and so date we are hosting the final. Kindly raise the occasion by whatever it is. Then the President of India's office will write back to them that. The president is pleased to know the final is on certain day, but he will be unable to come because of that. Once that letter comes, then only they could fix the final date of the final, announce the date of the final. So
even if the president was not coming and everybody knew that the president is not going to come because of security reasons, you still had to write this letter and still had to get the reply. Only then could you fix the date of the final.
Yeah, because it was the chief patron.
Okay.
Jaideep, you mentioned that your first Durand Cup game was in 1971. Yes. I'm guessing that's a lot of matches and a lot of memories. If you could pick your top three memories maybe from the Durand Cup over the years.
It's difficult often to say top three memories, but a lot of matches I find very interesting matches have been played over the years. I can only remember 70s and 80s and 90s and thereafter. Because the 70s, if you ask me, I think that my first memory would be 1972 Durand Cup final. East Bengal was a crack team. Mohun Bagan was a good team, but East Bengal was a crack team in 1972. But first day, they played out a goalless draw. Tarun Basu and Mohun Bagan both played exceptionally good football. He did not allow East Bengal to score even one goal. Second day also, it was going a draw. Then in the 77th minute of the match, Shankar Banerjee, Mohun Bagan, right, left back, I think, he handled the ball inside the box. It's still disputable whether he really handled the ball or not. But referee was, I think Putino was the referee. He awarded a spot kick and Habib scored the goal. That was a very fascinating match, I remember. So a lot of good Mohun Bagan versus East Bengal matches have been played here. Then I think 83 Durand Cup final, 83 or 77 Durand Cup final, when East Bengal was, Mohun Bagan and JCP, Mohun Bagan was on the verge of, Mohun Bagan was supposed to win winning the Triple Crown in that match. That was, I think, 31st of December, the final was played, if I remember correctly. JCP scored a goal first. Mohun Bagan was trailing. Then Manoj Bhattacharya was taken off. And very pissed off Subhash Bhumi came in because he didn't like he was being benched by the coach, PK Banerjee. He came in reluctantly, and within 10 minutes, he equalizer. He ran to the bench, abused the coach, and went back into the game. And then came his second goal. I remember that was a marvelous goal. He was a huge body. He took the ball, went to the line, kept two of the defenders on his two shoulders. Yes, the defenders were heavy and rough. Kept them on both his shoulders and waited for 4 to 5 seconds before Mohammad Akbar could come in front of the goal, and he squared the ball, and Mohammad Akbar scored the goal. That was, Mohun Bagan won the Triple Crown that year. That was also a very great match, I remember. There are instances. Inder Singh played some memorable games in the tournament. And Inder Singh was a footballer who will have no mercy for defenders. If the defenders are weak, defense is weak, he will plunder them with goals, as many as he can. I think in one of the matches he scored against the Delhi team, 6 or 7 matches goals alone, something like that. And these are the things that comes to my mind. Later on, Jose Barreto played some very good match for Mohun Bagan in 2000, I don't remember.
2000 maybe, that was the last time they won it, I think.
Yeah, Subrata Bhattacharya was the coach. Mohun Bagan was trailing by a goal against a very good Mahindra team. Then, but that there was not Barreto, but because of two players who not many people remember them now. So, one was R.C. Prakash and another was Amar Ganguly. In the last 10 minutes, they scored two. I think Amar Ganguly equalized in the last minute, and then R.C. Prakash scored in the extra time. Nobody could even think that Mohun Bagan would be able to come back in that match because Mahindra was put in. So those are the matches. Actually, Mahindra has played some very good matches in Durand Finals. One I remember was in, I think that was 1990 Durand Cup final between East Bengal and Mahindra. At the first half, East Bengal were leading by 2 goals. I think Krishanuday and Sudhir Chatterjee scored 2 goals. Then Krishanuday, I think, went off the ground. He was substituted. He didn't want to play any further. Second half, Mahindra scored two goals and it was a 2-2 draw. And then the last minute, Kuljit Singh scored for East Bengal. In the last minute, that was in the 90th minute. and he turned the table. So there were some very fascinating matches were played in the Durant Cup.
Right, Jaideep, I'm sure you'll be following the Durant Cup on television because I think it's part of your life. And I mean, I remember Novi once saying whatever happened, he would make time for Durant Cup. Now, obviously, this was at a time when Durant was in Delhi. But I'm sure you, because the tournament means so much to people like you, you will find time for the Durant Cup. Here's wishing you happy viewing and thank you for your time and thank you for the memories.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the World Game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.